Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com and welcome to this week's episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. Thank you always, as always, for coming back and joining in with us on some cool photography discussions. This is probably one of my favorite types of podcasts to do, and that is actually talking about accessories. I say all the time that you don't really need a lot of gear to get started in photography. You don't need some of the craziest gear to get started in photography. But to me, accessories are fun little things that you can get to make your photography a little bit more enjoyable, make it more functional, and just kind of some kind of cool things to toss around. Now, I'm not going to be talking about things that are crazy expensive, because a lot of these things just aren't needed for really expensive things. But I'm going to talk about some very small things, some very functional things that you could use with your photography. So let's go ahead and get into it, and I'll kind of talk about the product. There's also links to the products, the specific products that I'm talking about, in the show notes. You can find that in the show notes there, and it'll take you directly to all these products are found on Amazon. So the first one I'm going to talk about is actually one that I kind of thought about today and kind of remembered why I liked having it, and that's because I was actually cleaning out and trying to organize a lot of my photography gear, and it's actually just a plain old storage trunk. Now, what I mean is it's just a plastic tote that's a very large tote, but it's not the ones with the lids that you kind of clamp on to store like Christmas stuff in throughout the years. It's actually like an actual storage tote with a handle on it, with latches that lock. And I really enjoy having that tote. And the reason is because a lot of my photography stuff, even my bags, extra accessories that I might have, my flash stands, stuff like that, will all fit in that storage trunk. So that way, if by chance I ever need to take all of my stuff with me, you know, my lighting, everything with me, I can throw everything into that one storage trunk. And just throw that in the car and we're good to go. Now, the link to this specific trunk is actually on Amazon. It's not the exact one that I have, but it's very, very, very close. And it's just a simple, it's around $38, $38 US. Very, very simple, similar thing to what I have. And basically, it's just a trunk. You throw everything in, lock the latches, and it has wheels and all that stuff. So it's a very similar thing, but I really like it to where a lot of these small accessories, small knickknacks, and some medium-sized things like drone propellers and all that kind of stuff, I can toss that in there, take it with me. Really love having that. It's just a different way of organizing your things. All right, so now let's talk about the second accessory, and that's actually one that I found just recently that I'm actually kind of liking, because it helps with pretty much all of my lenses if I ever need a lens cap, and that's called a universal lens cap. And so what it basically is kind of like this silicone rubber thing, and it fits pretty much almost every lens. It fits on the front of almost every lens, and that's because it's flexible, because it's a rubber piece. With all your traditional lens caps, you know, they kind of just clamp on the front and that's it. I really like these universal ones because they're flexible. They obviously fit all of your lenses, so you don't have to hunt around for different you know, diameters of your lens to try to find the right one. But they are dust proof. They're, you know, waterproof. It's not going to get onto the front element there. And it's just a really cool accessory to have. So I have actually lost one of my traditional lens caps, the hard plastic kind. So I'm actually getting one of these, and it's going to sit on the front of there. And every time I lose another lens cap, because I'm probably going to lose every one of them, that's usually how it happens. Every one of them I'm actually going to replace with these universal lens caps. So this universal lens cap, again, is about $15, $15 US. And really the only downside I can see of this is it's not going to protect your lens from, you know, if it were to fall on the ground. So, you know, usually if you have a hard plastic lens cap, if your camera lens happens to fall, or your camera falls off a tripod or something like that, and it lands lens first, it's probably not going to protect it from being shattered. It's going to protect from maybe scratches or something like that, but nothing where it's going to do a major drop. But if you have a major drop with a plastic lens cap anyway, you're probably going to have more damage than just the front element. It's probably going to be structural damage as well. So just kind of weighing those options there. But for what it is, for about $15 to have a lens cap that will fit pretty much all of my lenses, and just keep it, you know, dust and lint and all that kind of stuff from getting on there, I think that's a pretty good option. Okay, so the third accessory, and this is for all you flash users out there, it's actually called a flash dome diffuser. Now, there's a very popular one out there, a Gary Fong light sphere, I believe that's what it's called, the regular name for it. It's basically like a plastic piece that goes on the top of your lens. Or I'm sorry, the top of your flash that just kind of diffuses the flash, makes it less harsh, and kind of spreads it out more evenly. Now, the Gary Fong one is a very expensive version of that, but there's a lot of different ways to kind of accomplish this thing. Some people actually take a plastic solo cup or something like that that's clear, puts it on top of the flash, and it basically almost does the same thing. But what I like about this specific one that I linked to is this is the one that I personally use, and I really like it because it has it spreads the flash around, obviously 360 all the way around. But the top of it is actually still open. You can put a cap on there. They have a plastic cap that you can go on top of it. But it's open, so you still get a lot of that power from the flash where you can bounce it off of the ceiling or the wall or something like that. But you still also get that 360 spread as well. And this flash diffuser is probably around $11-$12, somewhere around there, opposed to the Gary Fong one, the traditional one, the one that everybody talks about because it's the name brand. That's about $50 or somewhere around there, $45. And so you can see the difference there. This one is one of those cheaper options that you kind of, you know, wonder, just because it's cheaper, is it really going to do the same job? It does the same job and better. So I really, really enjoy that flash diffuser. So again, links in the description down below for the show notes. You'll see that there. And it's the one that I personally use. All right, next we're going to talk about this this memory card reader, this nice little memory card reader. And the reason I want to talk about this one is not specifically to give you one to put on your desk all the time and you know, have it around. And I think I talked a little bit about this on a previous podcast, but it's one to kind of carry with you. And the reason I like this specific one now is not only because it's an SD card reader, it does SD card and micro SDs, but it also has an iPhone charger and an Android charger, a kind of a USB-C, I believe. It has one of those ports on either side of it. So not only can you read a SD card, but you can also plug in your phone and charge it at the same time. So that's a really, really cool option for that. And I really enjoy that. And again, it's not one to kind of keep around on your desk all the time, even though you could. It's actually one to maybe throw in your camera bag. So again, if you're out somewhere and you need to download files real quick, you always have an SD card reader that can read both your SD cards and your micro SD. It doesn't do compact flash, but if you are an SD card or a micro SD card user, maybe you have a regular SD card and a drone that has the micro, you should be good to go with this one specific card reader and phone charger. So that one's about $16. Again, a lot of this stuff is very, very cheap. So it's, again, $16, a very good option for that. So go ahead and check that one out. Okay, so the next accessory is going to not sound like a regular accessory that you would talk about when it comes to photography, but more for videography. And I'm going to kind of talk you through this one real quick. And this is the reason why I put this on here. And this is also the reason why I keep one in my bag all the time. It's actually a Hot Shoe microphone. This one specifically is the one that I got. And it's more comparable to the Rode mics that are out there. But it's a lot cheaper option. It's the Movo Hot Shoe microphone. Comes with the Dead Cat diffuser there, but it's a really great option if you don't want to spend a whole lot of money on a Rode microphone. Now, the reason I say this is a photography accessory, even though it technically is a video one, is because this is a great way to continue your marketing. And what I mean by that is, let's say you're a portrait photographer and you just did a really nice session with a couple or something like that, a family, but maybe you want to see if they're open to and willing to give a testimonial about you and your services. And that's a great way to use promotional professional services for your Facebook, social media, website, all that kind of stuff. So obviously keeping one in your bag is probably going to be a good option for this. And you definitely want to have an external mic of some sort to get better sounding audio. So if you want them to record a testimonial to try to help you promote and market, obviously having this in your bag, you can pop this on your camera, get their audio, get their nice testimonial, just switch your video or your camera over to video mode. And now you got really nice looking video. And with this type of microphone, you have really nice sounding audio as well. And so that's the reason why I keep one in my bag all the time, just in case I need ever have a video that comes up. I need to have better sounding audio because the onboard microphone on the cameras, on most all cameras, is garbage. So that's why keeping one in your camera at all times would really be nice. And this one, again, is not a really expensive option. It's the most expensive one on the list that I'm giving you today, but it's really not a specific or a really expensive option. So this one's about $40. Again, for a nice hot shoe mic, does really, really good, and I really enjoy it. It's got the dead cat on there as well, so if it happens to be windy outside, you have the little diffuser there. It works really well. So again, link to that in the description on the podcast notes as well. All right, so the last one I'm going to talk about is actually a very popular accessory that a lot of portrait photographers, wedding photographers might have, and that's a 5-in-1 reflector. Now, I'm not going to talk about the traditional ones that are, 5 feet tall or anything like that. The one I'm actually going to talk about is a very cheap one. It's $9, and it's a 12-inch 5-in-1 reflector. And the reason why I'm choosing that one is because it's super, super portable. Keeping it in your camera bag at all times is a really easy thing. Just throw it in one of those outside pouches and you'll always have it with you. Now, the reason I use this one, I do real estate photography most 99% of the time. So I actually use this reflector sometimes, maybe to block out a flare or something like that. Maybe to add a little bit of kick, maybe on like a couch or something. If I'm having a flash, if I pop the flash off and I see that little parts of the living room or something like that might be a little bit dim, I'll take that. And it's small enough to be portable, but big enough to actually kick a little bit more light. So I'll keep it in there, and it's got all the colors on it that you would traditionally use. It's got the translucent, it's got the gold, the silver, the black, and the white, all the regular colors in there that you can have the options to. So sometimes I might use the translucent to make like a homemade softbox real quick if I'm going to do a flash. And it's just a really great option. And again, it's $9. It's kind of like one of those throwaway gifts that you buy yourself, just in case you ever need it. And I actually just got mine out and was making sure that all the colors were there, and I put it in my camera bag again. But really, really great option for that. All right, guys. So those are the accessories that I really wanted to talk about today. I really love doing these specific episodes because these are just kind of these fun episodes that you can, maybe you were looking for a lens cap or something like that, and you get the universal lens cap. Maybe you're wanting to get into flash, and this is just really cheap options of getting into and learning about different things, and just kind of expanding your knowledge on some of these kind of cool accessories that you might not think about. So, guys, thank you for joining me in this week's podcast. Make sure you rate and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to these podcasts at. And I believe next week is going to be the week that we talk about the winners for the October contest, or we might wait till the following week and then announce the new November contest, the raw edit contest. So if you haven't got your submissions in, go ahead and put those in on the Sleek Lens Members Club group page, a link in the description in the show notes as well to enter that contest. And it's just a fun way of kind of sharing your editing skills when it comes to editing raw photos, as well as the first place winner actually gets a $50 Sleek Lens gift card, so you can buy anything you need on the site there. So thank you guys for joining me in this week's podcast. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next one.